Today we celebrate one of the most recently canonized disciples of Jesus Christ. Indeed, we might remember it. It was on the 27th of April in the year 2014 that John the 23rd and St. John Paul II were made saints of the church. John the 23rd, that he lived from 1881 until 1963. And indeed, he is the Pope who was the person to inaugurate a new era in the Roman Catholic Church. Now, the reason why the Church chooses this day, October the 11th, as his feast day, is that because on October the 11th, 1962, Vatican II opened. And so it is very appropriate that we would mark this day in relation to the opening of, by the way, which was and is the largest meeting held in the history of the world. Did you know that? There's never been a larger meeting than Vatican II. It was a gathering of the whole church, represented by the attendance of all of the bishops of the Catholic Church, some 2,600 of them, and therefore it was called an ecumenical council. It was the first ecumenical council since Vatican I, which had ended in the year 1870, and it was the 20th ecumenical council of the church. The first one, of course, being the one we read of in the Acts of the Apostle, called the Council of Jerusalem. And supposedly, John the 23rd said, "I've had a sudden inspiration. I want to bring the church together, to bring the church up to date, to work for the church's spiritual regeneration." Now, it's always been a truism, and all you have to do is look at the councils of the church from Jerusalem all the way up to Vatican II, that whenever you call a council, it leads to upheaval and disorder in the church. And if any of you were children at that time, you will remember, yes, indeed, it did lead to an incredible time of upheaval. And here was the thing. The curia, thought, uh-oh, what is he up to? We thought he was just going to be a caretaker pope. After all, it took 12 ballots for him to be elected. He was a compromised person. And I think what they thought was, he's 78, he's not going to last for very long, he's going to be gone, and then we can kind of get on with the business of the church. That wasn't the Holy Spirit's plan, nor was it John the 23rd's plan. And so although there were those in the Vatican who said, no, hold on, let's not do anything, he said, no, we have to move forward. And so, as I said, on this date, in 1962, Vatican II was called into being. So what was it that John the 23rd was particularly wanting to be the focus of this council? He wanted it to be positive. He didn't want there to be condemnations made of other Christian traditions. He didn't want there to be political hostilities that would sort of take over. Rather, he wanted this following thing to be portrayed. He said, the church can no longer be the master of humanity. The church is called to be the servant of humanity. What a great line. And then he also said, we are all made in God's image, and thus we are all godly alike. Have you heard the phrase, the universal call to holiness? That's a phrase that came out of Vatican II. Let me read the Pope's words again. We are all made in God's image, and thus we are all godly alike. In other words, it's not just priests and bishops and the religious that are called to holiness. It's universal. It's for the whole people of God. And if you read the documents of Vatican II carefully, you recognize that this is indeed the intention of the council. Two of the most influential bishops at Vatican II were young men at that time, one whose name was Karol Wojtyła, and the other whose name was Joseph Ratzinger, who of course became Popes John Paul II and Benedict XVI. Now, as I've already mentioned, that period after the council was marked by upheaval, because there were those in the church that thought, oh no, they've gone way too far. They've made many, many, too many changes, and they resisted the change. Indeed, some came to the point that they declared sede vacantis, the see of Peter is now vacant. The last legitimate pope was Pius XII, and the person who was sort of behind that movement was Archbishop Lefebvre of Paris. You might remember that. But then on the other hand, you had people like Hans Küng, if that name means anything to you, Karl Rahner, who said, no, 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 the church has not gone far enough. We have to liberalize it even more. But thanks be to God that there were wise helmsmen steering the bark of Peter in the decades following the council, John Paul II and Benedict XVI, so that its true intention for reform and renewal could be initiated. I want to suggest to you today that St. Peter's embodies what the Vatican II fathers envisioned, a parish where clergy and lay people work together to live out our common baptismal vocation, to be salt, to be light to Calgary's Northwest. Such a vocation requires of us the kind of dedication Jesus describes in that parable. Now, like, if I was the neighbor who had my friend knocking on the door at midnight, I don't think I would call him my friend anymore, let alone give him the bread, but maybe I would because of his irritable ways. But of course, what Jesus is getting at here is the following. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And that's the last point about Vatican II. John the 23rd saw it as a new Pentecost, a new opportunity to be open to the Holy Spirit. For you see, he took to heart words like this from the Gospel of St. Luke. And as you well know, it is much harder to be persistent in pursuing the universal call to holiness than to be slothful and say, who cares? But for 50 plus years, through ups and downs, through times where we've said, I can't believe the church is doing some of the things that it's doing, to the point where we now are, where I have an incredible optimism, because I think now we are seeing more fully the fruit of Vatican II. The only reason I'm your priest is because of Vatican II. I would not be here otherwise. And so may we take heart, may we be thankful that each day we are to ask for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit so that we can increasingly be the church that is not to be the master of humanity. No, we are called to be the servant of humanity. Because as Jesus said, I came not to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. John the 23rd was called Good John because he understood this in his bones. And at the age of 78, he had the courage and the vision to call together the biggest meeting that the world has ever seen. John the 23rd, pray for us.